The mockery goes on and on. We are Mockery Rocks. Regular listeners know who I am. I should introduce myself only for new listeners. I am the American doing the radio show, playing the hits in Shizuoka, Japan. I am the father of Rocky. Mississippi lawmakers voted on the last Sunday in the month of June in the year 2020 to surrender the Confederate battle emblem from their state flag, triggering raucous applause and cheers more than a century after legislators adopted the design. A generation after the South lost the Civil War. Mississippi's House and Senate voted Sunday afternoon to retire the flag, each chamber drawing broad bipartisan support for the historic decision. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has said he will sign the bill, and the state flag would lose its official status as soon as he signs. He did not immediately signal when the signing would take place. Legislators put the Confederate emblem in the upper left corner of the Mississippi flag back in 1894. This should affect the sports nickname for Ole Miss. There used to be Confederate flags waved in the crowd at football games for Ole Miss. And Old Miss, the University of Mississippi, was nicknamed the Rebels. Won't that have to change? I would think so. From the idea of renaming the sports teams for the University of Mississippi, a fine institution, I slide into the idea of renaming the Washington Redskins. People have been talking about doing that for a long, long time. It's hard to think of another name for them, but I try. Could it be the lobbyists? The Washington lobbyists take the field. I don't think it should be the Washington Senators, like it was for the baseball team so many years ago. Let's think of another one. Let's see. Not the lobbyists. How about the factions? The Washington factions, which implies that they aren't so united. Let's see another one. Let's see. Not the lobbyists, not the factions. The Nationals, like the baseball team. Nah, that's not so good. Ah! The Stormies, like Stormy Daniels. Or the Trumpsters. No, this wouldn't be good. Let me think.
I'd like to try to connect two topics. We were just talking about how the Mississippi state flag dates back to
the Civil War. What else relates to the Civil War? Not even during the Civil War or World War II did the two major parties abandon in-person conventions with crowded arenas and, of course, in those times, the virtual connection was not available. Democrats will hold an almost entirely virtual presidential nominating convention August 17th through 20th in Milwaukee using live broadcasts and online streaming. Party officials say Joe Biden plans to accept the presidential nomination in person. The Democratic National Committee said in a statement that official business, including the votes to nominate Biden and his yet-to-be-named running mate, will take place virtually, with delegates being asked not to travel to Milwaukee. It's the latest sign of how much the COVID-19 pandemic has upended American life and the 2020 presidential election, leading Biden and the party to abandon the usual trappings of an event that draws tens of thousands of people to a host city. But the Republicans are a different story. President Donald Trump moved most of the convention activities to Jacksonville, Florida, after not getting a full green light with local officials in Charlotte, North Carolina. He needed that kind of green light. He needed that kind of permission so that he could have a packed convention venue. It might sound a little sarcastic, but I wondered if Stormy Daniels would be in attendance at either of the conventions, just as part of the show. She put on a show about a year ago. It was written about by Joanna Walters at JoannaWalters13 on Twitter, and published through The Guardian. Stormy Daniels effectively labeled Donald Trump a criminal in a hilarious skewering in a comedy club in New York in May 2019, though she didn't directly call for the president to be impeached, but he got impeached, and we all know that. Daniels, proud pornographic film producer, director, and actor, and the woman at the center of the most high-profile scandal besetting the White House, was performing at the second stop of a limited city tour of speaking engagements labeled Intimate Evenings with, therefore, with her. So if I talk about that lady, Stormy Daniels, I want to know more about her, and I find that she had, just like the president, three marriages, and the last one for the president is still intact, but the last one for Stormy ended in divorce. Her legal name is Stephanie Clifford. And that's enough about that. Let's see here. The United Kingdom. The UK's debt is now worth more than its economy after the government borrowed a record amount in May. The 55.2 billion pounds figure was 9 times higher than in May of the previous year and the highest since records began in 1993. The borrowing splurge sent total government debt surging to £1.95 trillion, exceeding the size of the economy for the first time in more than 50 years. Chancellor Rishi Sunak said the figures confirmed the severe impact of the virus, the coronavirus, the pandemic.
the best way to restore our public finances to a more sustainable footing is to safely reopen our economy so people can return to work. We've set our plan to do this in a gradual, safe fashion, including reopening high streets across the country this week. As we kickstart our economic recovery, he said, income from tax, national insurance, and VAT all dived in May amid the lockdown, as spending on support measures soared. That's in Great Britain. Here in Japan, the Summer Games hosted by Japan will not be done with grand splendor, which is what everybody would have hoped for. Organizers said a couple of weeks ago, setting up an Olympics next year that will fall short of the original hope of holding them in full form. About 200 proposals to simplify the games are being considered. Thomas Bach, president of the International Olympic Committee, told reporters after an executive board meeting, the question of attendance by spectators whose absence would be a loss to the country's economy remains up in the air. Organizers are looking at configuring or reconfiguring athletic locker rooms in line with coronavirus distancing measures and prohibiting visitors from entering the athletes' village. The 2020 Summer Games were supposed to start at the end of July, but will go down in history as the first peacetime games to be postponed. Postponed because of the pandemic, of course. Prime Minister Abe announced a year-long postponement back in March when the coronavirus pandemic showed no signs of abating.
Mockery rocks, yes we do. Profits
at China's state-owned firms fell 52.7% year-on-year as we compare January through May of 2020 to the same period the previous year, and that's according to a statement from the country's finance ministry.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the rest of the world, I wonder? And here in Japan, we're worried about the place that I don't really hang out. Sometimes I might hang out in Tokyo, but mostly Shizuoka, Japan. You won't find me too often as a tourist in Osaka, but Osaka depends on tourism much more than I had thought. Tetsuya Khan, head of a major regional bank in Osaka, said it will take two more years for that Japanese prefecture to recover from the damage caused by COVID-19, which has crushed the city's once thriving tourism and retail sectors. The vast number of Asian tourists who had flocked to Osaka's shopping arcades disappeared after Japan banned entry for most overseas visitors, hitting hotels and restaurants and drugstores. The fate of the region's economy depends on how long the pandemic will persist and whether the restaurants and hotels can bounce back, said Khan, president of Kansai Mirai Bank, the fourth largest lender in Osaka Prefecture. The prefecture attracted over 12 million overseas visitors. In the year 2019, while there is no data available on Osaka this year, total overseas visitors to Japan fell to a record low. 1,700 in May, down 99.9% from the previous year. Thank you very much.